Death of a Fool by Niall Marsh. This book is read by Nadia May. Author's note. To anyone with the smallest knowledge of folklore, it will be obvious that the Dance of the Five Suns is a purely imaginary synthesis, combining in most unlikely profusion the elements of several dances and mumming plays. For information on these elements, I am indebted, among many other sources, to England's Dances by Douglas Kennedy and Introduction to English Folklore by Violet Alford. N.M. Chapter 1. Winter Solstice. Over that part of England, the winter solstice came down with a bitter antiphony of snow and frost. Trees, minutely articulate, shuddered in the north wind. By 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the people of South Mardian were all indoors. It was at 4 o'clock that a small dogged-looking car appeared on a rise above the village and began to sidle and curvet down the frozen lane. Its driver, her vision distracted by wisps of grey hair escaping from a headscarf, peered through the fan-shaped clearing on her windscreen. Her woolly paws clutched rather than commanded the wheel. She wore, in addition to several scarves of immense length, a hand-spun cloak. Her booted feet tramped about over brake and clutch pedal, her lips moved soundlessly, and from time to time twitched into conciliatory smiles. Thus she arrived in South Mardian and bumped to a standstill before a pair of gigantic gates. They were of wrought iron and beautiful, but they were tied together with a confusion of shopkeepers' twine. Through them, less than a quarter of a mile away, she saw on a white hillside the shell of a Norman castle, theatrically erected against a leaden sky.